Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think Mark Duper would fit in well in today's NFL.
Man.
I don't think he would have any difficulty making the transition into today's NFL.
Duper's a bad man. I love
Duper. And he'd be making Tyreek money, too. Holy moly.
No, I'm glad we didn't bring that up, because he could have started cussing.
I bet.
Yeah.
We have Motley Crue tickets. Today's the final day this week, and we have not given them away yet. We will before 6 o'clock. Motley Crue at Hard Rock Live Thursday, September 26. Just keep listening to win. I'll remind you one more time, too. Hurricanes fans, today is the day. No fee Friday. You can get your tickets without any extra fees. Today only, though. So grab your seats for the action without the extra cost. Do not wait. Tickets are going fast. Go to MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. That's MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. And again, it's today only, so hurry up and handle that. We'll get some picks this hour from Lee Sterling. We'll do some 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored later on as we look forward to Dolphins and Seahawks on Sunday. And we can talk some Canes as well. But whatever we do is going to pale in comparison to Mark Duper there. The texters loved him. We loved him. We should probably have him on the show more often. And somebody says, Duper was great, kept it professional until the stories came out. Then the profanities flew like he did on the field. That is true.
I wasn't lying. I said it, Hawk. You've heard me say this before. Any alumni event, I walk in, my priority is to get around Mark Duper and Larry Little. They are hilarious.
Juan was working that beep button real quick, making sure everything was locked down.
Yeah, we get it. I don't know if Larry's ever been on radio, but we need a beep button. We need a long delay.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
305. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And yesterday was National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Solana told me that wasn't funny and wrote me another line. But guess what, Solana? Shiver me timbers, bitch.
Long route.
Whoa. The mutiny.
Wow. Well, he's got like Mark Duper. Now he's all amped up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Jimmy's all amped going. Up now. Yeah, he got him going.
There you go, Jimmy.
Wow. Yeah. Shiver me timbers, bitch. Never been uttered before.
It's a good line there, Jimmy.
Well, the radio. All right, you want to do headlines here, and we'll get our thoughts together. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, gentlemen, we got a
slammed weekend.
Why are you laughing?
A text.
What's so funny?
You're not reading the text message.
I'm sorry. I was texting you guys, and I laughed at my own joke, and it came over the air. I apologize.
It can't.
I apologize.
I'm fine. Thank you, Solana.
All right. So we got.
Have you ever seen OnlyFans?
Huh? Yay.
The Dolphins, they play on Sunday. Skylar Thompson's season, gentlemen. That'll be at 4:05 p.m. Don't forget, Game Day Uncensored on this radio station begins at noon with Brendan Tobin and myself.
Yeah, was it still 4.5?
Still got to cash out early. I don't know.
I have Seattle minus 5.5. I locked in the worst line.
Why don't you cash out?
4.5.
Cash out
because
it's
a $200 bet, and I can cash it out for $160.
Oh,
they know that the line. They know what people would be trying to do. They don't let you just play the line to your benefit.
It's every time I say take the under. The under's 21. I'm like,
I'm considering cashing out on Skylar Thompson over 7.5. There, I said
it's up to 9.5. No, we got a great line.
Oh.
Skylar Thompson rushing over under. We all put it in at 7.5. It's up to 9.5.
Okay.
Did you watch Aaron Rodgers last night? Aaron Rodgers could be Skylar's father, and he ran for what, 20?
Yeah, we've got a good line on that. I would not move off that, Solana.
He's young. He's athletic. He's going to panic. They have a good secondary, so he's going to look for people, and corners are going to step in front of it, and he's going to have to haul ass. Mm. I love that. I love that bet.
I think it's a great bet as well. And obviously other people do too. We didn't move the line. Other people did. Like it went from 7.5 to 9.5 because there's a lot of action on the over.
Maybe our show moved the line.
No, I just said we didn't move. Maybe in totality?
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I can't imagine many people across the country are betting Skylar Thompson. On a Wednesday or Thursday over on rushing. That had to be driven by us.
It's a shock out in San Diego looking at this Skylar man. Excited.
All right. Here's the rest of your weekend schedule. The Canes. Man, it looks so cool looking up the Miami Hurricanes schedule and seeing number 8 next to their name.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. They play USF. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. at, as Appel said, Ray J Stadium.
Yeah, Ray J Stadium. Don't get rained
over.
Inter Miami plays tomorrow against New York City FC at 2 p.m. Los Marlins, they host the Atlanta Braves all weekend. First pitch tonight will be at 7:10 p.m.
You sound a little hoarse.
Yeah,
you losing your voice?
I think I'm losing my voice, yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Look, it happened again.
I don't know.
You going to be able to do Game Day Uncensored?
Yeah, I think I'll be all right.
All right.
Take care of my vocal cords tomorrow. Drink a little
lemon.
What's
going on? Are you playing pickleball or something? Are you yelling at competitors? Like, what's going on?
You know, this Margaret keeps calling balls out that aren't out, and it's really upsetting. I got to be honest. Really upsetting.
Hey, Marge. Not going to say it again.
You're the youngest person that plays pickleball.
Oh, by 40 years old. It's, yeah. It's crazy. Racking up those dubs, though.
Yeah, they might die halfway through the game.
Hey, win's a win.
Win's a win. Florida State, they play tomorrow, 7 p.m., they're home favorites against Cal tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm taking Cal. You're talking about riding the trend.
I kind of feel, I'll ask Lee Sterling. I kind of feel like I'm staying away from it because I'm certainly not going to bet on FSU at all this season based on the first three games, but I don't know anything about Cal. Like, I don't.
They're 3-0.
I don't know. Are they?
Yeah. Their running back is Jaden Ott. And their mascot is Oski, the bear.
Hmm.
They got a big bear, Oski.
Mm-hmm.
We and, said two different names, and you just agreed with me. It's
yeah,
Oski.
Yeah, Oski, Oski. It's all the same stuff.
Kermit the Frog here.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
I love when Solana does that. His name is Latitary. Or oh, Lattery. Yep. Huh? Yep.
Oski, Oski. It's the same thing. We're saying the exact
Oski,
same thing.
You never play football. It's what you yell when you get a turnover. Oski, Oski. And everybody, like, they know that the possession changed.
Is that so? I've never heard that. I figured it was, I thought it was a nickname for someone named Oscar. I didn't know what the, I didn't know the bear had a name, but when you said Oski, I'm like, oh, Oscar the bear for some reason, and everyone calls him Oski.
No. If you get an interception, the D-line doesn't know other people are covering, so you scream Oski, and now the defense knows they're on offense.
No, they don't do that.
No, I...
Hawk, they don't do that. I don't know what Crowder's
talking
about. I had
no idea.
Bro, text line's going to blow up. Everybody knows Oski. Wow. Oski, Oski, Oski. The possession changed.
No. I didn't know in basketball, what is it, when you like steal the ball from someone, cookies?
Yeah, you took their cookies.
Like, did you know that? Because I'm watching Uncut Gems a million times. Adam Sandler, he's at that practice court where the Sixers are practicing or where the Celtics are practicing. And he runs up behind a guy who's just shooting, steals the ball, and he yells, cookies, and he's running. I didn't know what, like, I didn't know what that meant. And I've watched the movie a million times. My son was watching it with me once. And I'm like, what the hell is cookies? And he's like, when you steal the ball from someone, you yell cookies. I didn't know that.
I didn't know. That might be new age, because they didn't yell cookies when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's new. You would just be like, oh, he took your cookies. And then people just say, cookies.
And this is no joke. Me and my kids, we've laughed at this for years. When I was a kid, if you make a shot over somebody in their face, you yell draws.
Really?
And my kids are like, why do you talk about underwear on the court? I said, I'm not talking about underwear. I just say draws. That's what you do. You shoot, and it switches. You say draws and leave your hand up.
No.
And then with my son and his friends, it was Kobe. 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 Kobe.
Soon it'll be Pella. Pella.
I met Pella.
I know you did.
Nice dude.
In your place. You told us.
Yeah, nice dude. Him and Khalil. I don't know his name.
Khalil.
We're not Biggle. Certain. When Solana says it that emphatically, you know he doesn't know.
No idea. Oski.
Oski.
Yep.
Kermit the Frog here.
Hi, all. Kermit the Frog here.
Wow, Crowder. They got your Gators playing at 12 tomorrow, huh? Big time matchup, huh, brother?
Hey, well, I was playing at 6 a.m. coming up here soon.
Kegs and eggs tomorrow at Mississippi State.
Wow. How the mighty have fallen.
Boy, boy, boy. Downhill fast.
It's at Mississippi State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in I said this yesterday. In years past, Gators are 3 touchdown favorites.
Oh, for
at
sure.
Mississippi State. They are 6-point favorites. And that's crazy. Being generous.
Mississippi State's stadium, it looks like American Heritage.
Really?
It's crazy. It was probably the smallest stadium I played in my life, maybe. It's wild.
They're an SEC school though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they rebuilt it. I don't know. But when I went, when I played there, we walked in the stadium and I was like, are we, why are we playing here? Can we get, can we use the good stadium? Where's the good stadium at?
Yeah, Davis Wade Stadium, built in 1914, renovated in 2014.
Oh, so they might have done something.
Renovated.
Yeah.
Listen, they can't fix that. That what they call lipstick on a pig? Like, yeah. Trust me.
All right, guys. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. Hey, I meant to mention it to you guys. You see that the biggest theater chains in the country, like AMC, Regal, Cinemark, all these different movie companies are investing like $2 billion to upgrade all their venues?
I didn't see it. Makes sense, though. They got to make it an event now. They can't just show a movie because like, this damn stream.
But like different competing companies, they've all decided at the same time?
Yeah, I don't think it was like a joint venture. I just think at around the same time, they've decided to start upgrading their venues, injecting money back into movie theaters to bring people back over the past couple months. 21,000 plus screens. They've spent $2.2 billion over the past couple years, upgraded seating, sound projection, obviously like new activities. We've talked about bars at movie theaters and stuff like that.
I like a luxury experience wherever I go. Listen, it's why I like a hotel over an Airbnb where they go, hey, here's some hefty bags. can you make sure all the garbage cans have bags in them? But I like a luxury experience. I don't mind paying, but I'm with that. Like, I want to go to the theater and I want to watch it in comfort. And I would like, yeah, I'm with that.
If I can't put my feet up in your movie theater, I'm not going.
Right. Give me the reclining seats. Yeah, give me all the bells and whistles.
If I can't reserve my own seat, if I'm walking in and this is the Southwest Airlines,
they don't still have those anymore, do they?
I'm telling you, them little towns I go to and I just go watch a movie to waste time. I can't do it. I can't do it. You better not just have popcorn and candy.
People do that. You ever do that, Solana? Walk up to a movie theater, you don't know what's playing, and you're just trying to kill some time, so whatever's playing, you go see it? Because Crowder, I could see him doing that in a heartbeat. I don't think I've ever done that, but five times in my life.
We talked about it, and the movie's name, I forget the name, but it was about, like, human trafficking, and I'm in the movie like, what is this?
Oh, I know which movie that was. Yeah, that was the one that was like the super right-wing movie that, yeah, I remember that.
Hey, it's noon. I don't have nothing to do till 4. Let me go catch a movie.
You're on a watch list right now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm inside.
You ever do that, Solana, where you just, I got some time to kill. I'm going to go see whatever's playing at the theater.
Never.
Yeah. People do that.
Because y'all playing on y'all's phone. You,
we don't start till 2. Well, a lot of times, if I'm up at 9:30, and it's a football Friday, we've got Dupe coming on, and we're talking, there's not a lot of show prep. I could easily walk over to the iPick and just see a movie, but I can't do it, especially in the afternoon. I just can't do it. I do play on my phone. I play Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, Octortle.
That's the problem. That phone is the problem that movie theaters had to invest $2 billion. Y'all play on y'all's phone in the stream.
I do like when the seats are spread out enough, and that's the nice theaters now where, you know, the seats are not on top of each other. It's the big recliners and whatever. I can have my phone there, and if I feel like checking it, I'm not bothering anybody. There's plenty of space between the row above you, the row below you, the seats next to you. You could check your phone. You put it on dim, but you could check your phone. I like
check
that.
Check it for what?
I don't know. I might have a bet working.
Watch the motion picture.
If the motion picture does not capture my attention enough, that's on them. I always believe that, honestly. Like, if I can't not look at my phone, bad filmmaking.
I'm kind of with you there.
Yeah.
I don't like those big recliners at the movie theater.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, you want a little bitty plastic chair.
No, that's not what I'm saying, man.
What is going on with your voice?
You got something wrong with you.
I'm losing my voice. I talk a lot. And
you got the vid?
No, I don't have the vid.
Mm-hmm. He got
now you're rubbing your nose. Your nose is running?
It's not.
You were literally just rubbing your nose.
I had an itch on my nose, so I scratched my
nose. You know why? The snot was snot. Was
I have no snot.
It.
Look, I can.
Be careful, Jimmy. That guy is contagious.
Get away from him, Jimbo.
Move away, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, get out of the studio, actually. Go. Just get out.
I don't know about your immune system either, Jimmy.
What are you talking about? My immune system is great.
Yeah. I like taking Jimmy with me in a movie. You know, one of those big seats. Just swaddle him up next to you. You don't have to buy another seat.
A movie lap infant.
Kermit the Frog here. Why is he yelling at me?
I want to feel like I'm at the movie theater, you know? I don't want to feel like I'm sitting on my couch on my lazy boy. I'm going to knock out. Like, I want to feel a little uncomfortable, just like the slightest bit uncomfortable. Keeps my attention on the screen, keeps me within the actual place that I'm at, which is a movie theater. I'm not at home on a couch. Come on.
Your throat is uncomfortable right
you
now.
You sound terrible.
You do not know what's uncomfortable. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. Your esophagus is uncomfortable. He'll watch a movie.
All right. Is that anything else, Solana?
Yeah, okay. National weather.
All right, Lee Sterling is going to join us next. We'll get some winners for the weekend.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want you to bet my ashes on red at Planet Hollywood at the roulette table.
Hawk and Crowder.
Lee Sterling, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He wasn't on with us last week, but he is 4-1 with us on the season. So let's see if he can continue that. Hello, Lee.
How you doing?
We're good. Let's jump into it. The Hurricanes, our Miami Hurricanes, they're in Tampa tomorrow night, 17.5-point favorites. Probably their toughest test so far.
I would agree with that, and South Florida has a really good quarterback. This kid, Byron Brown, threw for 26 touchdowns last year, 11 on the ground. The only thing that gives me some pause for concern here is they just snapped the ball too quick. They're number 7 right now in getting plays off. And when you play teams like Alabama and Miami that have better talent than you, you want to limit the number of possessions, and that's why in the fourth quarter they got run out against Alabama this year and lost the game last year. I just think this line, I had projected it was going to be a 12.5, 13-point line. It's sitting at 17. I think Miami's going to win 35-23, but I'm taking the points and the Bulls.
Got to take the points. Yep. Understood.
I took the over.
You took the over on the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Could happen.
No, but your numbers come under. Up to 58. The over is 64.
Right. One touchdown. One late touchdown.
Yeah, one late touchdown. I mean, you got this one in the bag, Crowder. You can't lose.
No.
What about, we were just talking about this, FSU, this is a confusing game for me. I don't know much about Cal. Solana said they're undefeated, but FSU, they're a 2.5-point favorite hosting Cal on Saturday.
The toughest of the four games we're going to cover, but I think if you had to play, you'd play Cal here. So Florida State, I mean, coming off the bye, you would have thought if they were going to do anything, it would be last week against Memphis. No, they're not even thinking of making a change at quarterback. Best player on the field, Jaden Ott, running back. This kid's averaging over 5.3 yards a carry since he came to the school in his junior year. It looks like he will play. He had an ankle injury. This kid's dynamic. The quarterback is from Miami, Fernando Mendoza from Columbus High. Just getting the job done here. I think Cal wins this game 24-20.
Wow. Outright winner.
Small
up. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They're a six-point favorite at Mississippi State.
So here's what I don't understand what Mississippi State's doing. If you don't have the talent, they're probably never going to be able to have the talent to compete with the upper-tier SEC schools. Why are you getting snaps off the quickest in college football? Less than 19 seconds per snap. Makes no sense at all. In fact, their defense has been horrendous. 90th and 94th in points allowed and also total defense. I just think even Florida without Eugene Wilson is going to get the job done. The receivers are stepping up with him out here. I think we're going to see Sunbelt Billy live another day here. Florida 34-24.
There you go, Crowder. A little positive news there for
you and the
Gators. All right, how about the Dolphins? They are 4.5-point dogs in Seattle on Sunday.
So they have some bumps and bruises, and so does Seattle on the offensive line. And they're going to – maybe Kenneth Walker III, he does not play in this game. If that happens, I think Miami will have a boost there. They can, you know, sit back and sit on the pass more. I think Skylar Thompson presents some problems to this defense. He has a live arm. He can hit on some deep plays. They don't have a whole lot of tape on him. Better scrambler and runner. I think this team has done nothing so far, except for the last 6-7 minutes of regulation against Jacksonville, and then in overtime and last week against Buffalo, nothing. I think you're going to see this team rally around this young quarterback, Skylar Thompson. He looked better than Mike White. They felt so good about him. They let Mike White go. So I think you're going to see Miami's best effort here. I don't know in the long term after, you know, one or two games whether he's going to be the guy that can fill the bill for four or five games. But I think for 1 week we're going to see a great effort here. We're going to take Miami plus 4.5. I think they're going to win the game 27-20. So I'm going to say put half your wager on Miami plus a 4.5 and half on them. Money line plus 180, sprinkle some there too. If so, we might be headed to the Bahamas.
Wow, how about that? And Lee Sterling, the website's ParamountSports.com. He's got a backup the Brinks truck pick for us. Oh, and and what is it?
It's you got to have different things in your arsenal. I play a lot of openers on Sunday afternoon when the games come out the lines, but also a two-team, six-point teaser in the NFL, very important because the scores aren't as high as college football. We're going to take the Chicago Bears plus 7. I just don't think this Indianapolis Colts team is that good here. They are 0-2 also. They've been outstatted both games 40 to 20 minutes here. I think Chicago is going to finally put it together. I'm going to take Chicago plus the 7, move it up from plus 1 to plus 7, and I'm going to take the Dolphins up plus 4.5 to plus 10.5. Two team, 6-point teaser. Back the Brinks truck up. Release. Let's go.
How about that? Solana, he said, back up the Brinks truck. Solana's just staring off into space. No, I said truck. Lee said truck. What were you staring at, Solana? What is going on in your world? Now he's got to drive the truck. All right. You okay, Solana?
I'm good.
All right. Okay. You were staring into space. I kept saying, back the Brinks truck up. You were just staring off into space. All right. Well, we're better late than never.
If Miami doesn't win, I might be smoking some Swisher Sweets on Wednesday night.
That's my guy.
Come on, Lee.
That's how you celebrate a win.
If we're winning, we're getting some Cuban cigars.
No, we're getting Swisher Sweets. We're going for the good stuff.
Lee, you need some Crowders, Lee. I got you. You need some Crowders.
Okay.
Lee Sterling. Website is ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee. Have an awesome weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go. So the picks were, I am the only person on Seattle from everyone we talk to. I am the only person on Seattle. He's got him on the money line. I mean, what is going on here? He's got, in the Hurricanes game, USF taking the points. He thinks the Hurricanes win, but just too many points. In the FSU game, he likes Cal getting the points. In the Florida game, he likes UF giving the points. And in the Dolphins game, he likes the Finns getting the points and a little bit on Finn's money line and a teaser with the Bears and the Finns. Tease him up to 7 and 10.5, respectively. So there you go.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape Swisher Sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
A football Friday. Football means one thing. Watch the games, eat great food, drink some ice-cold beer at Twin Peaks. Week 3, baby. Tomorrow, college, Sunday, pro, Miami and USF tomorrow night, Miami and Seattle, Sunday, late game, 4:05. You can watch the action at Twin Peaks. You can watch all the games at Twin Peaks. Enjoy some of that great food, ice cold beer, and have the time of your life. No one does happy hour, by the way. like Twin Peaks, whatever your preference. They've got everything from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails served over ice balls, local craft beers. So many great cocktails round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. Of course, they have great food there as well. Maybe last Wednesday you celebrated National Cheeseburger Day there. Well, you can spice up your wing order this weekend with new sauces featuring the chicken tikka or spicy chili crisp, or try their new take on their famous flatbreads with the backyard barbecue brisket flatbread or the chicken tikka flatbread. And I can go on and on about their menu. I recall a time where we were doing a show at Twin Peaks. Jimmy was out there eating one of their delicious cheeseburgers. Hmm. And Corey Harris walked up and cut it in half.
Just Jimmy.
Little boyed him.
He should have slapped Corey.
You remember that? Money. Remember that, Jimmy? Yeah. Just took your cheeseburger, cut it right in half.
No, I remember that, but still traumatized by it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Anyway, Twin Peaks, they've got six locations in South Florida. Enjoy all the football there all weekend long. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Corey Harris does a show with Zach Krantz on Krantz's Corner. You want to catch it on the 560 yeah. WQAM YouTube channel.
I've caught a couple of them. It's good.
We like Ja'Cory. Ja'Cory's got the weird food picadillos, which we always get fascinated with on this show. There's three celebratory days today, by the way. Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, National Fried Rice Day, and National String Cheese Day.
Nah, that's a little sister, old string cheese.
I like string cheese.
When you were a child.
Cheese stick? What's wrong with having a little string cheese?
No. Like a cheese stick with fried or a string cheese out that plastic?
I'll eat a string cheese out the plastic.
Hawk, you're no, man. That is a child menu dish.
What are you talking about? It's a piece of cheese. It's long and cylindrical. What's the difference if I have a slice of cheese or a cylindrical piece of cheese?
A grown man. Cylindrical. A grown man.
I was going to say that until someone bit. Kermit the Frog here.
That's ridiculous.
Having a string cheese? I mean, it's like having a mozzarella stick. It's the same thing.
But it's eating a lunchable.
By the way, you're the guy that takes all the breading off the mozzarella stick. I've seen you go to restaurants and order string cheese, essentially.
That's melted deliciousness. No, the little lunch pail cheese.
I know what it is.
You can't eat the lunch pail cheese as a grown up.
Doesn't change your opinion if you call it lunch pail. You literally were shoving your face with a jerky yesterday. What's the difference? Oh, yeah. You'll eat a long stick of
Same
meat,
thing.
But you won't eat a long beef stick jerky. Of cheese?
Beef jerky's for men.
What are you talking about? It's a cylindrical piece of meat.
Slim Jims? Have you seen?
Slim Drums? What are you playing? Steel Drums? Slim Drums?
What's his name again?
Cheese is high
Kermit
in protein.
The Frog. Here!
Slim Jims are for men.
What? No.
Cheese
if they are for men, then a string cheese is for men, too.
No, yep. You never see a child with
this
a Slim
guy
Jim
who said
in their
Marlon
lunch.
Should have pitched around Shohei.
Mm-hmm. Should have went around
man.
Shohei.
This is the big man the Slim Jim.
While he's drinking a gallon of beet juice for dinner tonight that his wife is forcing him to take down.
And it has turmeric in it as well.
All right, 4 o'clock hours coming up. We're going to give away the Motley Crue tickets in the 4 o'clock hour, so don't go anywhere. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. And listen, you start going there, you get that testosterone shot. You have the Slim Jim, you got the string cheese, you got whatever you want. Ain't no one getting in your way.
I got plenty of testosterone.
Tell you what, man, that testosterone shot comes in a cylindrical syringe.
Cylindrical.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
God bless. Good night, darling.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.